Hello, and you are listening to the Tech and Tonic podcast. And we are at episode 31, actually, of season 2. And this is a show, if you haven't known yet, is a show where we talk and discuss all things tech. And we start off this week, well, sorry, I haven't introduced myself again. I keep forgetting to do that. This is Darwin and Jeevan. You know, we're going to be talking about all things tech again today. Now, last week is quite eventful, but there's not too much significance in a lot of things that happened last week. First, we start with Honor. You know, we really want to talk about that, but at the same time, it's just another laptop, right? But it is one of the first Windows 11 laptops to be launched, okay? So, it's the Honor MagicBook V14, which is their flagship thin and light laptop kind of thing, and the MagicBook 16. Which is their sort of gaming content creator laptops. Now, the MagicBook V14 comes with an Intel Core i7 up to, you know, and an Intel Iris Xe graphics thing, Windows 11, and it's supposed to be Intel Evo certified, okay? And it's priced at about 6,199 renminbi. That's the Chinese yuan. That's about 4,000 ringgit. Okay, and then the MagicBook 16 comes with an Intel Core i7 and up to a GeForce, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3050, which is not bad, right? It's actually like a gaming class laptop, and they were saying that, you know, you can game on it, but they were kind of selling it more for content creators, entry-level content creators, which is not a bad spec for like a laptop, I think. Yeah?
Yeah, 3050, I think. Most of the laptops we are reviewing now run on 3050 and it's performing quite well.
Yeah, so that's that. And it's gonna cost about 6,499 renminbi, Chinese yuan, which is about 4,200 ringgit in Malaysia, somewhere there. 4,200 to 4,300 ringgit, which is not actually very cheap for an Honor, you know, device, but considering the prices of laptops now, yeah, what can you expect?
Yeah, laptops are beginning to become very expensive.
Yeah, and at the same time, these are flagship stuff, so you can't expect them to be around that price. It is cheaper than an iPhone.
That is true.
Yeah, so Fitbit Charge 5 was launched in Malaysia last week. Not just Malaysia, this was launched globally as well. And I think they added some premium features to their Fitbit Premium stuff. Things like that. Am I right?
Yeah. So the Charge 5 is now metallic, so you can do your ECG readings on it.
Nice, but Malaysia doesn't do ECG
just yet. Yeah, and
but anyway,
on top of that, I think the new features to Premium was sleep disturbance detection. So if you're snoring and stuff like that, it can be picked up. And Fitbit is also partnering with Calm for meditations. That's about right.
Okay, yeah. So all this will cost you about 878 ringgit, which is not very far off the Fitbit. The Sense, and which one is it? The Versa.
Versa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not very far off. So I think if you want to buy a Charge 5, maybe consider the Sense or even the Versa 3.
Yeah.
I think they kind of look like watches, not really fitness bands.
Yep.
No? Anyway, IKEA and Sonos, they have this long-term partnership that where they make speakers and, yeah, well, speakers and furnitures, or is it furniture speakers? Furniture speakers, right?
Speakers disguised as furnitures.
Yeah, so I can't describe them. They make those, okay, basically speakers that are disguised as furniture. So, they did like one shelf, like a wall mounted shelf last year or earlier on this year. And they started out with a table lamp. They call it the Symphonisk, right? And they have a new, what is this called? The table lamp speaker, which is supposed to be a lot better than the old one. And it's supposed to be a lot louder as well. Right? But at the same time, the Symphonisk product doesn't come to Malaysia.
So yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think we got the first generation either.
No, we didn't. If you go to IKEA Malaysia, you can actually find Bluetooth speakers there, but they're not Sonos branded. They are a China branded kind of, you know, generic Bluetooth speaker that you can find. They look good, but they don't disguise themselves really as furnitures like the Sonos Symphonisk do. And they're Bluetooth, not Wi-Fi. So this one's Wi-Fi. The new Symphonisk is at least Wi-Fi, and you can connect them to any number of, you know, speakers at home if you have a Sonos system.
But yeah,
Sonos is pretty new in Malaysia technically, so that's another problem. And they didn't announce a price, so we don't know how much it will be, or even if it's gonna come to Malaysia. So just gonna have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sony launched two new headphones. Not really two new headphones. One over-ear headphone and one truly wireless earphone. That kind of looks like the WF-1000 X Mark IV series kind of earphone, right? And it's called the WF-C500. This is quite a mid-range type of earphone if you're looking for one. And it's about 500... Hold on a minute. It's about 499 ringgit, which is about 500 ringgit anyway, right? It's not very expensive, but it's a Sony, so it still demands quite a premium over other headphones, right? Which is
Sony's
kind of
audio
expected.
Yeah, their audio products are generally up there.
Yeah, and we do highly recommend them, so you can go check them out. And there's a new noise-canceling headphone. Okay, this is the WH-XB910N. I believe the N is for noise cancelling, but
yeah,
they really gotta figure out their naming scheme. It's
so this weird. Is an extra bass lineup?
Supposedly, but they didn't really market it as an extra bass lineup. They marketed more for its noise cancelling features. Although you're not actually really getting the same noise cancelling feature as the more expensive, more premium WH-1000 X Mark IV, right? It's not as good, apparently, right? Or at least it's not supposed to be as good because it's a lot cheaper, right? It's around, let's see here, I noted it down. It's 799 ringgit, about 800 ringgit. It's not cheap, but at the same time, a Bluetooth noise cancelling headphone is never that cheap anyway, and it's a Sony again.
Yeah,
kind of premium. Yeah, and there's a new smartwatch in, not really a smartwatch, right? This is a hybrid smartwatch in the market.
Yeah,
the new kid on the block, right? It's quite a handful. The name, help me out here. Withings ScanWatch Horizon.
Horizon, yeah. They were previously Nokia Health.
Right.
So they have rebranded to Withings. And I think this is their second hybrid smartwatch or second smartwatch in the ScanWatch lineup. This one caught my eye simply because it looks so pretty. You will not be able to see that it is a smartwatch.
It is a hybrid smartwatch though, so hybrid smartwatches sort of share the same kind of look, but it is quite an interesting hybrid smartwatch because it detects some, well, if you have health issues like sleep apnea, this kind of detects it.
So this watch can actually detect sleep disturbances. So anytime you're getting woken up in your sleep, or if you are choking in your sleep, it will be able to detect it.
Right.
And it is also one of the only hybrid smartwatches to have a medical grade EKG feature.
Nice. But it's not cheap though. It's
no,
quite
it's
premium.
Not.
It's not really available in Malaysia just yet. So in euros, it's
500 euros.
It's 500 euros. That's about
2,400
ringgit.
Yeah.
That's, for a hybrid smartwatch, it's not cheap, okay? Because if you think about it properly, the Fossil's hybrid smartwatch, while it doesn't do EKG, it doesn't do heart rate, it doesn't do sleep apnea, okay? that will set you back about 500 ringgit to 800 ringgit. So this is quite premium as a product.
Yeah.
But then again, this is a premium product. Anyway.
It is a premium product, but it's also a diver's watch. So it can handle diving up to 10 atmosphere.
Right. That's about 100 meters down, I think.
100 to 250 meters.
Somewhere there. I believe 10 atmospheric pressure is about 100 meters. So yeah, that's something that you can use for diving, but maybe you probably want to consider a Suunto. Anyway, Apple, they sort of launched, not they didn't really launch, lah, okay? They launched the iPhone 13 a few weeks ago, and now it's in Malaysia. Well, at least
pre-orders.
And so far, only Cellcom and Maxis has come up with a pre-order plan so far. I haven't seen anything from U-Mobile or Digi just yet, but they're probably starting soon. Okay, and from Maxis, you can get your iPhone 13 mini from 66 ringgit onward per month, which is actually pretty affordable.
Like, it is,
surprisingly. But of course, there's some caveats. You have to be stuck with the Maxis One plan for 3 years, right? Which could bring up your total to quite a lot of money, right? Cellcom's iPhone 13 plan starts at 110 ringgit per month, which is not the cheapest.
Considering. It's actually still quite pricey.
It is, especially for Cellcom. At the same time, the plans, you know, the phone data plans that comes from Cellcom is a little cheaper anyway. So probably there's some compensation here. I'm not sure. No, but yeah, that's basically the Apple iPhone 13 pre-order in Malaysia. They're going to ship it out on the 7th of October, if I read that correctly, or if I read their press release correctly. So yeah, if you want your iPhone 13, you should go and pre-order now. It's available now. Anyway, Acer also did some big launch last week, at least only for Malaysia. They finally launched the Acer Triton 500 SE, the Helios 300, and the Helios 500 desktop replacement. Right?
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yep.
So these are all gaming laptops, all right? The Predator gaming laptops. And they start at 6,299. This is for the Helios 300, right?
Yeah.
And the Helios 300 comes with either 15 or 17 inch variant, if I read that correctly.
Yeah, 300, 500, I think. The desktop replacement has
right.
15 and 17.
Right, okay. But the desktop replacement is not cheap, though. It starts at about what?
8,000-ish.
No.
If I remember correctly.
So the Helios 500 is a desktop replacement that comes with up to a Core i9 and an RTX 3080, and it starts at 13,999 ringgit.
Ouch.
Yeah, that is quite painful. But if you do want something like thin and light for gaming, right, I suggest, you know, you look at the Acer Predator Triton 500 SE. I mean, we loved the previous Triton 500. The Triton 500 SE's look might be a bit acquired, I think.
I actually like it.
Yeah, but it starts at 8,999 ringgit, and you're getting a Core i7 and an RTX 3070. That's basically just like an upgrade from the previous generation, and it's the same price, basically.
Yep.
Core i9 version comes with a RTX 3080. As well, so that's about 12,999 ringgit. But I think you should forget that and just go for the Core i7 and RTX 3070 combination, I think.
Yeah, given the size and the thinness of this laptop, I don't think too much power is good for it.
It's gonna be hot. Let's just say. Yeah, but anyway, I think the Core i7 and RTX 3070 is a really good deal comparatively, you know, because it's way cheaper and it's not probably that much less powerful, in my opinion, because you're getting a laptop. You're not going to have that much of a difference, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, last week has kind of, in Malaysia at least, has there's been some developments in Malaysia in terms of, you know, the pandemic situation, the COVID-19 situation. And a lot of us are sort of coming out of, you know, the pandemic, and everybody's starting to open up. At least the government as well is starting to announce that we are going back to normalization. And even today, numbers are still lower than last week.
Yeah.
And that's something very, very positive. So we kind of want to look back to the pandemic and kind of think, how did we ever get through the pandemic? Like, yeah. Like, what sort of tech, you know, really helps us through the pandemic? Because, well, think about it this way, right? We've, in the during the pandemic time, during the lockdown, we were lonely. We were alone. We were all kind of just alone.
I think the correct word would be isolated.
Yeah, but you know, more than that, it's like when you're isolated, you can't really see anybody. You can't hang out with your regular friends. You can't go out to see the usual, you know, sunsets and whatnot, you know. At one point, I even forgot how grass looks like. So, yeah. So, Jeevan, what kind of tech, you know, at least what kind of things that you have that kind of helped you through the pandemic?
I think for me, the biggest help I had per se was actually the game Dungeons and Dragons, Lords of Waterdeep. Because me and my friends actually used to play that in person.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a Steam version of the game. So we've been having our weekly game sessions still over Google Meet and using the app on Steam. So interaction-wise, that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that we probably couldn't live without during the pandemic was Zoom, Google Meets, and all these video conferencing apps. I think majority of us have been on it either for work or just to hang out with friends.
Right.
Like, makes I know sense. Me and one of my close friends, we were actually having tea together over Zoom.
Right.
Zoom? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fun... It helps maintain the relationship.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think all this video conferencing, I actually especially rely on Google Meets a lot, you know, at least for the pandemic period, because one, Google Meet was free and, you know, there's unlimited time to call. Whereas Zoom and all the other platforms, you kind of gotta pay for, you know, for using them over time. Or at least for Zoom, at one point, you know, you had to schedule your call to get a free, you know, free unlimited calls. Not anymore. Zoom is now limited to 40 minutes per free session. If not, you gotta pay, you know. But Google Meets is still free. Even though Google says that, you know, oh, we're not gonna offer it for free anymore. It's still free.
Yeah.
So we're still kind of relying on that, actually. Like, it's still something that we still use a lot of, like, rely a lot on, because while the pandemic situation is improving, we don't really want to keep going out just for now. Like, we still want to be sure and we want to be safe, I think.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just got, I mean, there are still clusters, big clusters popping up. So we don't know what the actual situation is, but yeah, apps like these have been very helpful.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we don't really say this much. I think we rely on, because we're doing these shows every week and stuff like that, right? I think we rely on our, you know, recording gear a lot more than before. And our recording gear is not just used to, you know, just podcasts and stuff like that. We actually use it for gaming and stuff like that, because they are sort of gaming gears. So
yeah, So I think we covered what our recording setup is in a previous episode. Both of us are using a Razer Siren Mini.
Mm-hmm.
Plus whichever monitor headphones or gaming headphones we have on hand.
Yeah, and I think we can't, you know, do through this pandemic without our streaming accounts like Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. Disney Plus launched during the pandemic in Malaysia.
So yeah.
That too.
Yeah, and we rely a lot on these streaming platforms, right? Like, what's the latest show that you've been watching?
I have actually been going back in time. I'm watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine right now.
Right. You know, Squid Game is very popular.
Yeah. This weekend is going to be Hermit Weekend for me, by the looks of it.
Right. So Squid Game, if you haven't known yet, you know, is breaking the internet in Korea. And Korea is looking to sue Netflix, actually, because of that. Because apparently, you know, because Squid Game is so popular, you know, most of the household in Korea, you know, is consuming too much power because of Netflix Squid Game. So Korea is kind of suing Netflix for that. I don't know how much, you know.
What's the correlation though?
So they think that, you know, people are watching too much Netflix and it's consuming too much power, so their reserves are dwindling and they are going to have outages. Yeah.
I cannot breathe. Okay.
Yeah. But we don't know how much that will go and how, you know, Netflix will handle it or how, what the outcome would be. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, but at the same time, this pandemic lockdown does give us a chance to like catch up on a lot of shows and kind of sit down and kind of relax a little bit watching all these shows. Kind of.
Yeah. And the other thing that I have actually started doing again is actually reading.
Mm.
So I am reading a book. I'm reading H.G. Wells' Food of the Gods.
Mm.
So yeah. It's been a while since I've read for pleasure.
Right.
So that has been one thing that has kept me alive and sane during the pandemic.
Mm.
The other thing I actually spend a lot of time on is actually my Switch.
Right. Oh, I haven't touched my Switch.
So I started playing Pokemon Unite during the pandemic. It's become a game where I play with some of our friends. A few of our friends from the media play. My close friends from high school also play because it's available on mobile right now. So, and crossplay is an option. So I play on my Switch. They play on their phones. Right. What else? I think the other thing that it kind of kept me sane was all the review units for laptops that came in.
Right.
Because it allowed us to game.
Yeah.
I think we've done games. A lot of gaming during this pandemic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We have been gaming a lot because we can't work all day.
Yeah. I started playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Mm. And I'm nearly done with it. It's right. Only taken me like what, a week or two in total.
I haven't been finishing any of my games.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that is all the time we have for today. And thank you so much for listening to our ramblings this week. Although it's not that much, but I hope you guys are staying sane during this pandemic, and you know, let us know what have been keeping you kind of alive during this pandemic period, this lockdown period, and what you're going to do when, you know, things starts to open up. You know, even cinemas are now open. Venom is apparently, you know, hitting the box office really, really hard. So yeah, just let us know what you're going to do first, or you know, let us know what kept you alive in this pandemic. So thank you guys for listening again. This is Darwin and Jeevan signing out. Bye-bye.
See ya.